there.
Fortune Faded by Red Hot Chili Peppers on XFM 104.9 with Ricky Gervais, Stephen Merchant and Carl Pilkington for the last time.
Yes, we've said that before, of course. So don't get your hopes up.
Yeah, we've had some highs and some lows, some laughs, some tears. Carl, you're concentrating.
Lots of tears, mainly from the audiences.
Yeah. Now, before we get into that, before we get into talking about maybe some of the hijinks we've had, looking back, looking forward as well.
Yeah.
I came in, Carl was sitting at the desk, he went, alright. I went, alright, he went, see that Alan Clark Diaries? I went, no, I didn't. He went, no, no, a lot of people talking about it. He went, I've never kept a diary. Keeping a diary will always get you into trouble. And I said, like Anne Frank. What did you say, Carl?
The woman in the cupboard.
That's what he said.
The woman in the cupboard.
And I went, save it. Save it.
You never speak to Carl off air. Save it all from when we're on the wireless.
He went, but what does she do? What does she do except be in a cupboard? What does she have to write about? And I said, well, her thoughts. Do you know Anne Frank?
That's all I know about Anne is. There's no point pretending it.
Anne!
That I know stuff.
Yeah.
Right,
well, so tell us everything you know about Anne Frank.
She was in a cupboard.
Yeah, what else?
If she didn't do that, I wouldn't know about her, seriously. That's all I know about her.
Yeah.
So what did she do?
But what
did
how do you think we know about her cupboard because of her book, don't we?
But hang on, what, in the bigger scheme of things, why was she in a cupboard?
I don't know.
Right.
I honestly don't know.
You don't know anything else about Anne Frank beyond the fact that, to quote you, she was in a cupboard.
Well, what's she done then? You tell me, why should I know more about
Firstly,
a woman in
I
a
don't
cupboard?
Think she was in a cupboard.
She wasn't in a cupboard. She was in an attic.
Alright.
Yeah.
So what was she doing?
She was hiding from the Nazis.
Tidying up.
She was hiding from the Nazis.
But isn't that the first place they'd look? Sort of. work from the top down.
Oh, they weren't specifically looking for Anne Frank.
They weren't going, where is she?
Where's Frank?
If she gets that book out, we are in a deep shit. We've got to stop the book. They were just looking generally. She was, I think she was 13, 14, she was hiding, she was Jewish and she was hiding just in Amsterdam, didn't she?
Yeah, as much of her family were having to hide, being helped by, you know, friends, non-Jewish.
In a cupboard. Cupboards, you know.
And how long? You know, how long did she sort of hide up there for?
Until she was caught.
Long enough to write a book.
So she even got caught after all that.
What do you mean, so she even got caught? We're talking about one of the great, you know, humanist tragedies of our times, and you're going, she couldn't even stay hidden.
What do you mean, did she get caught?
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, it's not a great tip then, is it? Do you know what I mean? She didn't do it well. She didn't hide until I escaped it.
Her diaries are not a manual on how to hide from people. It's not how to win.
I don't know anything about her, and we might be going down some ground that's a bit dodgy. I don't know enough about it. Maybe it's best just leaving it. All I was saying is diaries. Do you know what do you do them for? Have you kept one, Steve?
Never kept a diary. No.
Right.
I can understand your fear that it might get discovered. Someone might read it, find out all about your inner secrets. Of course, the good thing about you is you tell everyone what you think about them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
no one's gonna find a diary and go, oh God,
I can't believe it. Carl doesn't like my haircut.
Yeah, yeah. Carl thinks I look like Dave Hill from Slade. Yeah, I told you that, didn't I? Yeah, I told you that.
Do you think they'll last though, diaries and that? No, because they were a bit of a time killer, weren't they? It was something to do at the end of the day, whereas now there's iPods and that.
He's fantastic! The iPod of Anne Frank.
Yeah.
New,
I mean.
New from Sony. That would be great, wouldn't it? Hall of Greatest Hits. Who could forget? Oh.
Well,
dear.
I didn't believe that then. I didn't know it was that deep. I thought it was just like a, you know.
You thought it was like. Didn't you?
Adrian Mole type thing. Yeah, what are we doing?
Oh! Thorns, from my favourite album of last year, that. And, I Can't Remember. We'll be doing a bit of that, playing some of our favourite songs. We've, got a couple of requests, one of them, a celebrity request, Matt Lucas from, Little Britain, is listening in.
Oh, yeah.
So, is it your last show? I said, yeah. And I said, do you want me to play a record? And he said, what's your favourite group? Guess Matt Lucas's favourite group. Now, remember, him and David are the new darlings of comedy.
Yeah.
They're cool, they're trendy, everyone loves Little Britain, they're comedy geniuses, they're only gonna get bigger. What's his favourite group of all time?
That is tricky. Level 42.
New. Carl, have a guess.
Well, it's gonna be something weird, innit, if you're saying this.
Well.
So, how old's the band?
They're probably about as old as him.
How old is he?
Oh, Carl, have a guess.
ABBA.
No, it's, why'd you say ABBA?
They're good, aren't they?
No, it's The Proclaimers.
The Proclaimers?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And I know he's listening, but, you know.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with The Proclaimers, I just can't imagine anyone getting that excited about them.
I bet that's why he likes you. Cause you hang out with him, don't you?
I do hang out with him.
He's like the closest thing he knows one of The Proclaimers.
Wait till he meets my twin brother.
Yeah, he's gonna have a field day, isn't he?
Believe it.
Yeah. So I was honest, I said, I can't play The Proclaimers, but we're playing another.
Where did they come? Cause I don't really remember The Proclaimers particularly from when I was young.
Well, let me give you a little blast. I gave a little, but in two-part harmony.
Of course.
That was the main thing.
They were very popular for a while, weren't they?
I think they had, sort of three big hits in sort of about 1981, was it?
Yeah. Oh, I forget.
Yeah, 80s.
Scottish. But they did sing in Scottish accents, which I thought was quite refreshing. They didn't do the fake, American thing.
No, that was good, yeah.
But again, I just can't imagine sort of being in that. When would I be in the mood to put on a Proclaimers record?
When you've run out of Cranky stuff, I suppose.
I guess so, yeah.
If you've played all your Cranky records,
and the Muppets album.
Yeah. Pop on the Proclaimers. Sure. Now, we were talking before the break about, Anne Frank in her cupboard.
Yes.
Now,
I'm still a little bit concerned that Carl's not quite got his head around Anne Frank's diary.
Yeah.
It's not like a children's book. It's not like The Lion, Anne Frank and the Wardrobe.
No.
She doesn't go into a fantasy land when she goes into the attic.
I'm just glad that old Mother Hubbard didn't help the Nazis.
Sure.
Because that's the first place she'd look.
Yeah.
Isn't it? The Nazis go, we've got old Mother Hubbard. She thinks she knows where she is.
Yeah.
She'd have gone straight there.
I think with Hubbard, it's like, well, just briefly, you mentioned Hubbard. Now, Hubbard goes to the cupboard to get, I can't remember exactly.
Her poor dog, a bone.
She goes to get the dog a bone.
But when she got there,
the cupboard was bare.
The poor dog had none.
Is there more to that than I, that's all I remember. Is there further verses? Does she finally get a bone? Does she go on in the adventure?
Oh, what, you mean the second verse is, then she looked in the fridge and realised that's where she kept the bones, and so the dog was laughing.
Exactly.
No, there isn't another verse.
That's all of it.
I think so. Oh, but there weren't the cupboard to get a bottle of bone. When she got there, the cupboard was bare, and so the poor dog had none. No, I think that's the end of it. I think it's a moral.
I think it's a moral that. What's the moral?
Well, if you got a dog, keep some bones in the cupboard.
Right. Because I always, even as a kid, I remember thinking that it's quite a tragic sort of picture they paint. I imagine maybe she's
lost her. It's short, isn't it?
It's short, isn't it?
That's amazing.
But she, I always wondered whether perhaps she's had a nervous breakdown. Maybe her husband's died recently. She's just not got any food
in.
She doesn't really know what's going on. The dog's, yapping away. Eventually she kind of wakes out of this kind of depressed stupor. She goes to the cupboard. There's nothing there. It's just a really depressing, morbid sort of tale. I don't know if, maybe it's originated from something in history. I know that Jack and Jill went up the hill and they fell down again.
That's a story about illicit lovers.
That was apparently based on that. And obviously Ring a Ring of Roses.
It dates
back to plague times, so I don't know about Hubbard. Humpty Dumpty, not so sure about this. Well, this is something I remember as a kid thinking, at what point was it decided that Humpty Dumpty was a giant Eggman?
I don't know!
Because there's nothing in the actual rhyme. It's not Humpty Dumpty, the Eggman's animal.
My concern is more, his parents were a little bit cruel, because if you are
called
the Dumpties of, say, Surrey, don't call your firstborn Humpty.
Yeah.
Because straight away, it's going to be embarrassing for him at school, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know what it, I'm just saying, I'm trying to go, all the girls, Is that it as well?
That's all of it.
Oh,
and
God.
Also, I don't mean to be pedantic, because I know it's a children's
Is it like an Edward Lear thing, or, that's before that, is it?
But I don't mean to be pedantic again, but if you've got a giant Eggman and he's fallen into bits, you know, all the king's men, fine, they're there, they can piece that together again. Don't send horses in.
No, because
that's just a whole eggy, horsey mess.
Not dexterous enough. They're going to make it worse.
They're just going to be standing on it.
They are going to make it worse.
It's not
great. Just standing on it, get the horse out of the way. No, he's definitely not.
But again, maybe I'm sure some of the, you know, the mental people.
It was probably, if it was, is it pre-Lewis Carroll or, If it's Lewis Carroll, it just came with the illustration.
I guess
that
so.
Some, he gave it to someone to illustrate. I go, illustrate Humpty Dumpty. He goes, we've made him an egg.
Yeah, a sort of egg with eyes and a face.
Yeah!
I mean, I suppose, because the moral of that is, if you're fragile,
if
you're an enormous egg,
Mr. Dumpty, get down from the wall, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you what, there'll be no
that's
medical-
the way to happen.
Yeah.
Frankly.
I don't know, Carl, what was your favourite nursery rhyme when you were growing up?
Didn't really do that much reading as a kid.
You're joking.
You surprised me.
You're joking.
One's- what's the one with, loads of people in a bed? What's that one?
Oh, there was one in the bed and the little one said, roll over. Yeah.
No, because that's not really even got a story to it, is it? That's
but
just-
hold on, though, I'll stop you there. It doesn't even say people. It says there was 10 in the bed and the little one- little what? They could be anything. I don't know what they are. Roll over, and they all rolled over and one fell out. There was 9 in the bed and the little one said, roll over.
Now, again. Where is the little one in the
bed? I don't know, but worse than that, what has he got over the other 9?
That he can demand they roll out of the bed.
And why is no one getting back in?
Yeah, they just lying on the floor.
We're here now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
How does that end as well? Where's that going?
It goes on, there was one in the bed and the little one said, again, he just says, presumably he's telling himself roll over.
Yeah.
There was one in the bed and there was a roll over. So he rolled over and one fell out, that's him.
That's him.
There was none in the bed. And the little one said, roll over. So now he's calling the shots, presumably laying on the pile
there.
Of other-
they're just still rolling around.
I don't know. I don't know, Carl. We've got to look into this. If anyone knows why Dumpty was an egg, if Hubbard eventually found a dog a bone, and what was the little one doing? What did the little one think he was doing, for God's sake?
When I saw my dad last year, he was telling me about one, about a fella who's got some clothes you can see through. What's that one?
You don't mean the Emperor's new clothes?
Yeah, what's that one about?
Well, that's a genuinely good little parable, though.
Yeah, because it's now used for people who are scared to sort of slag something off because it's sort of like really cool and they don't want to be the one that shouts it and then one person goes, hold on,
very briefly, the king wants some new clothes, right, he's the king, he goes, who's gonna make me some new clothes? Various people come to me, says, I don't like that, it's not interesting enough. One guy, who's just a bit of a con artist, he comes along, he goes, I've made you this magic suit, look, and it's nothing.
He goes, invisible.
Put it on, the king puts on nothing, because there is nothing, but thinks there's something, because, you know, he wants to buy into it and everything.
And he goes, it's the finest stitching, and he goes, look at it, can you see it? Only a genius can see how good this suit is. And the king goes, yeah, it's brilliant, yeah. It's great. And he goes out and just, is it a woman or a little kid?
Well, everyone's applauding, they're going, you look great, even though his tackle's hanging out, he's, you know, he's nothing.
Even though he's got a king-size sort of like bit of meat and two veg, yeah. Wobbling, dragging down the street.
Exactly. And then one little boy goes, he's not wearing anything.
The king is in the altogether. Know that one?
So, well, did anyone else buy one? Or was-
oh. Okay, play record.
Play record, Carl.
Play record.
Carl. Just play a song.
Jesus. Travis, writing to reach you on XFM 104.9, alright?
Couple of emails here, try and respond to our requests for nursery rhyme related information.
Oh, go on.
Nikki Williams says that she was at infant school and she had a nursery rhyme book, and the book in the book, and this may again may just be the illustrations, but apparently the 10 in the bed in there were small baby monkeys, which you'll be loving, Carl. But again, I suspect that might just be the illustrations.
I remember I had a book of nursery rhymes when I was little, and my brother, it was older than me, I was about 5, so he was about 16. And I remember him and his mate just absolutely cracking up because it said, up Jack got and home did trot as fast as he could caper. He went to bed and bandaged his knob, N-O-B, with vinegar and brown paper. I've since found out that knob is like the old English for head, but I didn't know why they were laughing.
Of course.
They were just cracking up. This was, whenever one of my mate's brothers came around, he said, where's your nursery rhyme book? And he'd read it to him.
Yeah.
And it was just the funniest thing in the world.
The brown paper and vinegar was a popular method, because didn't Jack and Jill use that? They used something similar.
No, that was Jack and Jill. Yeah, that's
it?
Jack when he broke his crown, which obviously, that means his head as well, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So he's fractured his skull, on a sort of like an outcrop of rock.
Yeah.
And then,
is that still used, the brown paper and vinegar?
I don't think it is.
I don't know, maybe in Manchester they're still using that, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Tracy and John Burton say that they reckon Humpty Dumpty was actually a cannon that used to sit on the walls of the castle in Colchester where they
live. That makes sense.
Yeah. That would make
sit
a lot
on
more
a wall.
Sense.
I had a great fall, things were couldn't put them together again. So, they broke the cannon, or it meant it exploded.
Maybe the cannon fell apart.
Because people used to get blown up by cannons just doing it wrong, didn't they?
Sure.
Which is hoist by your own petard.
Right.
Where that comes from.
Right, right,
coming
right.
back and blowing up in your face.
So that makes slightly more sense, because you would want to send for the King's men then.
Yeah, and the horses.
I think the horses just came along anyway. Well,
that was quicker.
Sure.
The quick King's men, it took them about 3 minutes with the horses there in about a minute.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But I mean, if it blew up, there's nothing they could do.
Yeah.
So we got to the bottom of that. See, the educational, Carl. See, this is real education.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
It's got a bit heavy though, doesn't it?
What, Humpty Dumpty? Yeah, it has got a little bit heavy. Let's dumb it down a little bit. What do you want to do? Mary, Mary, quite contrary?
We're doing Rockbusters in a bit.
Hang on a minute.
What?
Before you even get to Rockbusters. Oh, man alive, there are loads more verses to Old Mother Hubbard.
Are there?
I'm gonna digest these while we play the ads, and I'll see if there's any salient information I can give you afterwards.
Brilliant! Delays. Long time coming on XFM 104.9. With Ricky Gervais, Stephen Merchant and Carl Pilkington for the last time.
XFM 104.9.
Sad.
We've established that Hubbard went to the cupboard, Rick.
Yeah.
Get the dog a bone, the cupboard was empty.
Yeah.
As we all know.
And the dog didn't have any. End of story, so the dog didn't have any.
Well, no.
Hold on, go on.
It turns out there's what appears to be something like 15 other verses.
Not really.
Unbelievable. Well, I'm not going to go through all of them, Rick.
Right. Any information?
Well, basically, I can tell you straight away that the dog initially had none.
Yeah.
She went to the baker's to buy him some bread. When she came back, the poor dog was dead. Right, you're pretty upset about that.
Yeah.
She went to the joiners to buy him a coffin. When she came back, the poor dog was laughing. I don't know what he's up to.
Right.
She took a clean dish to get him some tripe, but when she came back, he was smoking a pipe. I mean...
Oh, right, so the dog was winding her up then at the beginning, being dead.
I mean, he's pushing his luck.
But
especially if she's already depressed.
But, do you know, if I was that dog, right, and I live with Old Mother Hubbard, right, all that faffing around, I'd be going, I know there's no bones in the cupboard,
exactly.
Right? What do you mean you're going to get me some bread? I'm a dog.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in bread. Get me some hamburgers.
Yeah.
So, I think I'd start winding her up.
She went to the Owl House to get him some beer. When she came back, the dog sat in a chair.
See, I just said the dog had turned queer.
Yeah.
Make it rhyme the leaves and also get a little, you know, he's smoking a pipe, he's having a laugh.
I'm beginning to wonder
I'm
beginning to wonder if this is based on fact, though, in any way, because she went to the grocer's to buy him some fruit. When she came back, he was playing the flute.
He's gay.
it is the flute. It's not, now this, I didn't even know there was a goat involved. She went to the tailor's to buy him a coat. When she came back, he was riding the goat.
Yeah, there you go. Dirty little, oh, what?
She went to the hatter's to buy him a hat. When she came back, he was feeding the cat.
I can't believe it. So I'm thinking the pipe's a crack pipe.
Hang on a minute. I think the gay thing's beginning to stand up.
Go on.
She went to the barber's to buy him a wig. When she came back,
he was having a frig.
He was dancing a jig. He's dancing a jig. You're dancing a jig.
Oh, he's dancing a jig, smoking a pipe, shagging a goat.
This is a bit of a left field one though. She went to the cobbler's to buy him some shoes.
Why does he need shoes? I bet they're high heels.
Wait a second though. She went to the cobbler's to buy him some shoes. When she came back, you're never gonna believe this.
What?
He was reading the news.
Brilliant!
She went to the seamstress to buy him some linen. Again, don't know why. When she came back, the dog was a spinning.
Yeah.
She went to the hosiers to buy him some hose. When she came back, he was dressed in his clothes.
Why did she want to?
But this is the big payoff that we've been building to.
Right.
The dame made a curtsy, the dog made a bow, the dame said, your servant, the dog said, bow wow.
Right.
I mean...
Okay. I'm gonna probably do a few more verses during the next song.
During the course of the show?
Yeah.
Listen, before we move on, I should just say that we've had various people saying what was in the bed and what was the final line of the bed thing.
Why do they care?
It's extraordinary, isn't it? We've talked about politics in the past, great music, we played great songs.
Yeah, we've got Monkey News coming up talking about politics.
But Danny's said that apparently it ends with one in the bed, little one said good night.
Because he was all happy, he had the bed to himself, and there's nine of his mates piled on the floor.
Rick, but Ava counters that by saying, actually, one in the bed, a little one said, come back, because he felt lonely. So...
We're never going to get to this.
I don't know, Rick.
This is the same as the Kennedy thing.
there's loads
of different opinions.
Conspiracy theories.
I know, we don't know what's going on. But Jimmy Webb, we go, Jimmy Webb, Galveston. Fantastic version on XFM. 104.9. You know what, Steve? I know people are gonna miss the talk about little Chinese fellas, little gay fellas, little monkey fellas and all that.
Yeah.
But I think they're gonna miss some great tunes as well.
I'd hope so.
She went to the jeweller's to buy him a clock. But when she got back...
What was he sucking?
A jock ice.
A jock ice, fine.
So...
Fine, respectable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I sort of feel like, you know, one thing we've never done, Rick, is we've never pandered to people, but as it's the last show, we've got to give the audience what they want.
Right, what's this?
Well, yeah, and I was gonna say things they don't want as well.
And,
you know, and, well, just basically to keep a smile on Carl's face.
Yeah.
I say a smile, a sort of not quite a scowl.
Yeah, he never really smiles.
So, yeah, it's just really as a chance for him to have a go. It's like, you know, you indulge an annoying child.
The only time Carl laughs is for no apparent reason.
Yeah.
What do you think, like?
What do you mean?
Well, sometimes you'll go, I know you'll be thinking of what a monkey could do.
Yeah, it's like people who've had electroshock therapy.
Yeah! Oh, it's been tied down biting on
exactly,
something.
Yeah.
Biting on a big leather pad.
Let me just tell you briefly what the prizes are.
It's the number- That looks like a piece of shit.
Let me tell you. There's a number of mediocre CDs and DVDs.
That is real
tight. But mainly, what about this? It's the Lord of the Rings Collector's Edition.
Oh.
What the movies you're thinking? No, it's the Radio 4 adaptation. It's only 14 hours long, Rick.
Oh, that is- Throw that away.
So-
Pop that in the bin.
So, that is just-
Pop it- Either pop it in the bin or send it to some poor bastard who wins this quiz.
Exactly. If you're willing to take part in the quiz, you deserve 14 hours you'd be like wasted with that Tolkien tripe. So
right,
yeah. What are the clues then, Carl?
Right, as always, just you know, cryptic clues. No. And that initials of a band or an artist. No. Work it out. Yeah. Win the stuff.
Yeah. Email only.
Yeah, ricky.gervais at xfm.co.uk. First clue is as follows. The Jamaican fella wrote a review for
Christmas. It's the girl Jamaican fella.
It's the last show and the little Jamaican fella's made an appearance.
This normally suggests that you need to think of the answer in a Jamaican accent.
Yeah. Or not.
Yeah, or not.
Yeah, any accent. Or an accent. Or pronounce the word slightly differently.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, go on.
The Jamaican fella wrote a review for Phoenix Nights. Alright.
Yeah.
DC is on the initials.
DC? D for yeah. Derek?
Yeah, BC. Okay. The Jamaican fella wrote a review for Phoenix Nights. That's the first one. Second one. Three of them. Second one is, we should all vote for Paul Daniels, David Blaine, Copperfield, The Great Soprendo, Tommy Cooper, and Darren Brown. We should all vote for them. Why is that? What was...
I just got the first one.
E-S.
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 Okay.
And the last one, Steve, what did your dad do? Huh?
Steve, what did my dad do?
What did your dad do?
Is that the question, or are you asking me?
Well, Ricky, what did your dad do? It can work on anyone. What
right.
did your dad do?
Alright.
Right? That's E. Right?
What
so,
did your dad do?
Quickly again, the Jamaican fella wrote a review for Phoenix Nights. Right? DC. Second one, we should all vote for Paul Daniels, David Blaine, Copperfield, Great Soprano. No, but that's important. Right? ES, and the last one, you know, Steve, what did your dad do? Right?
Okay.
The initial E.
ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk. We don't want to speak to you, please don't phone up.
Remember, you could win some Lord of the Rings tripe.
Right.
Right. There's no more on XFM.
Right. Right.
Last Rockbusters ever, thank Christ. Faith No More and their version of I'm Easy on XFM 104.9. Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant, Carl Pilkington. Rick, we-
For the last time.
We've only really got three topics of discussion on this show. I think you agree with that.
Little Chinese fellas.
Little Chinese fellas.
Monkeys.
Monkeys.
The guys.
The gay people.
Yeah.
We're hoping to cover all those subjects today. Monkey News is coming later. I'm sure we can find something to discuss about gay people.
We've done a few guys.
I suppose we've talked about the dog thing.
Yeah. Big time.
I think you'll be enjoyed with this. This is something that's got sent through to us. I'm not quite sure who by, but thanks very much for it. It's a story that was in the press recently. I'm not gonna give you the headline. I think it gives away too much. I think, Carl, you'll be particularly interested in it. A farmer in eastern China, basically, he paid £1,300 or the Chinese equivalent, to marry a woman, and, basically she refused to sleep with him after the wedding, complaining that she felt unwell. 6 days after the ceremony, she tried to run away, but the farmer followed her. He found her in some neighbouring town. They grappled together. The bogus bride's false breasts fell off.
And his art- it wasn't not his art after his old tricks,
it wasn't his art.
Trying to do another show in Chinese this time.
But it was a man.
Oh,
and,
no.
Apparently, yeah, it was an arranged marriage. I don't know who sorted that out.
Did he get his money back?
I think he-
Because I think men are cheaper than women, to marry in China, I think.
But, yeah, I mean, you've gotta be pretty simple not to realise that the person you're marrying's a bloke, surely.
Well, no, if he didn't have a little look, what was, you know, in the back of the store, he just saw the shop window, sort of lovely, lovely little Chinese lady there.
Yeah.
Right? You know.
The lovely hair, real breasts.
There's lumps where the breasts should be.
Yeah.
I can only assume they are breasts.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not, you see him walking around going, what are they, breasts, or are they, you know, stealing sort of grapefruits? No, they're probably good, but
wouldn't there have been a lot, I mean, wouldn't there be a quite a sort of long initiation period when they first get introduced and so on?
Not if he put his money down, he came and they said, well, I want a bird quickly, here's a grand.
Sure.
Get me one. They're not gonna say, do you want real breasts or, they're just gonna assume.
Sure.
Yeah, here's one.
Yeah,
Chinese.
But who
lady.
Is he paying? Where is he buying this woman from?
For the Chinese lady shop.
For the Chinese lady shop.
Yeah.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
There's one in China, haven't
they? Okay.
So,
yeah.
Not really a town.
Not exactly a town, more a novelty street.
And the roads are very slippery.
Very sticky.
I tell you what, though.
What?
I was looking at their menus when I was walking around. They don't waste anything, do they?
Why?
Duck's tongue on the menu.
Yeah, but it's better when you say it. Alright, duck's tongue. A duck's tongue, really?
You sure that wasn't the proprietor?
Coldplay, warning sign on XFM, 104.9. Carl, look at that. What is it? What is it?
An apple.
Right, right, okay. What am I doing to it?
You're messing with it.
Yeah, and what's happening to it?
It's gone off a bit.
Yeah! Would you kiss it for 100 quid?
No.
100 quid. Would you like just kiss
no,
it?
No, I wouldn't.
Why? 100 quid?
What are we doing this for?
I think I read the same feature on Woken, I'm not sure. Seriously, Carl, I'm intrigued to know how much would you have to be paid to kiss Ricky's nipple?
Not suck it or lick it or anything like that. Just, like that, just on the nipple.
$5,000.
$5,000 to kiss my nipple? Well, if you do it for five, you do it for one. £1,000 cash to kiss my nipple.
No, I'm not doing it.
You're joking. £1,000 to kiss my nipple? Come on, it's the last show.
No, I'm not doing it.
£2,000.
If you had the money there and, like, if you had it there now, I might do it.
For what?
I'm not doing it.
500 quid?
No. Stop taking it down.
What's happening to
$2,000.
$2,000? So you're going down from five to two straight away. Look, look.
Steve, what's going on?
I seriously think I'd like to see you kiss his nipple
for
2 seconds.
It's not going to happen, is it? So.
If Steve wants it and I want it, that's 2 to 1.
It's not going to happen.
I thought it was a democracy, this show.
You're not educating Ricky or what?
Email in if you'd like to see, or rather hear, Carl kiss Ricky's nipple for 2,000 pounds.
Because it's not going to happen.
Come on, Carl.
Right.
It's not like he's Jono's nipple.
Next.
Next! Okay, okay,
would
we'll
you kiss this for
right, okay, wrong, but then what are you doing? What are you doing educating Ricky?
Do you want to set that
Why were you looking, by the way? Why were you looking at that? You didn't have to look at that.
What are you doing?
Go on.
Right, this is when I teach Ricky stuff. Just give him some headlines to sort of tease him into what's going on this week that you might want to know about.
Yeah, go on.
Is that important?
Yeah.
Right, you got that?
Yeah.
That'd be something to do with ants. So,
where there's a way, where there's a will, there's a way.
Right, okay, that'd be something about sucking mints.
Hook, line, and good thinkers.
Okay. Right, so which of those are you choosing?
I'll have the, is that important?
What, you want to do it now? I was just going to leave
it. Yeah, let's do one now, yeah, come on.
All
it's Christmas Eve, open one, come on.
You know I don't like anteaters.
Why?
Okay, so I should just point out to people that as far as Carl is convinced, the stories that he's about to relate are absolutely 100% true.
Yeah.
You be the judge of whether
he's seen them on the internet, of course they're true, go on.
Anteaters, yeah.
Why don't you like them?
I've told you before, I just don't, sort of. It annoys me that an animal's named after what it eats. You don't need
it. Yeah, but it didn't choose it, did it?
Yeah, but if there's nothing else that it can be called, it's like, oh, what's it do? I don't know. What's it eating? It's eating ants, right, let's call it an anteater. It's not good enough.
But why are you annoyed at it, though, for someone else calling it being lazy?
Because it obviously doesn't do anything else. Do you know what I mean?
But what do you want to call it? The Chartered Surveyor?
Well, whatever, just the proper name.
What's the proper name?
Well, I'm just saying...
But tell me an animal that's a proper name to you.
Beaver. That's pretty good.
Why is that a proper name?
It doesn't matter anyway, I don't understand what they're
right,
about.
You and Auntie have got issues.
You know, okay, sometimes I genuinely don't understand what his thought processes are. Go on, right, okay, Auntie, you don't like Auntie is because they just eat ants and that's what they're named after, go on. Right.
do you know that an anteater can, stick its tongue in and out 160 times in a minute?
No, didn't know that.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, it's rubbish.
Thanks.
No, but do you think that's good?
What do you mean? So I call Norris McWhirter? What do you mean, do I think that's good? What, compared to what?
You see, I read it and thought, so what? So it's interesting.
Well, we think so what as well.
So you still put it down as something interesting to tell me?
No, but it's the fact that that is meant to be amazing.
Who's claiming it's amazing?
I did 148 last night in a minute, right?
Oh, well, hold on. There's my nipple. How many could you do if you it meant you had to touch my nipple at the end? £2,000. Burn Baby Burn on XFM 104.9. We do talk twaddle.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, I don't know why we haven't got complaints. We haven't got any complaints, have we?
No listeners.
We've had one.
No one listening.
No, it must be that, because Kilroy, he's probably got a big show, and it's all over the place, yeah. But, you know, it's, mind you, you know, I'd be annoyed if he'd have said that about me.
Yeah.
But he's got to be careful who he annoys, because he will end up having to move him with Salman Rushdie. Do you know what I mean?
Is Salman, is he still on the run?
No. No, he's out. I've seen him twice. I think he's out all the time now. I bet his flat's a pigsty.
Sure.
It was not neat when he was living with 400 CIA people and a couple of...
You remember he went into hiding, I think it was mid-80s, I can't remember exactly.
Yeah, something like that.
He went into hiding, he was in there, he was hiding, basically, surrounded by security guards, confined to his flat for about 10 years or something.
I'd have thought so, yeah.
Have you ever seen a picture of his missus?
Yeah, are you annoyed?
Well, I mean, man alive, she's like, I think she's like a former Miss India or something. Stunning.
Yeah.
Have you seen a picture of him? I mean, he might be a great man and a talented writer and an intellectual fella, but, Jesus. Do something with the beard.
Well, yeah, but he's busy, isn't he?
What?
He's busy writing
stuff. How did he pull her? When he was just basically in there? In his flat?
I don't know. Internet?
Possibly.
Just got to know him and then she kept saying, send a picture. He goes, no, no, I'm not sending a picture, come round.
Yeah. Read some of the books, they're brilliant.
They're brilliant. She goes, well, now I'm in love with you. Let's have a look. All right, well, I'm in love with you now, so. Yeah.
You know, he's going, got me own place.
Got me own place, yeah. I got a few staff.
Yeah.
There's a few other people hanging around. Don't worry about it.
I'm in a lot.
I'll tell you something else that'll annoy you.
Yeah.
Stephen Hawking, not only married, but dumped her for his, nurse.
Extraordinary, isn't it?
So he's pulling birds left, right and centre.
Well, you know, it's true that I, you know, I mean, not so much now, but years ago I was not the ladies' man.
But you are now. Really. You weren't sort of suave and sophisticated. You weren't,
exactly, you weren't
the James Bond type that you've,
I wasn't the James Bond of TV comedy.
Because I remember Carl, when you first met him about 3 years ago, what did you think?
Just a bit odd.
I love it!
And that's coming from him.
I know. Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, it used to really annoy me, do you remember there was that story, I think it was a world record-breaking attempt, there was a bloke, I think it was up in a car park, in a pub car park, oh, in sort of Leeds or something.
No, Mansfield. It was a car park in Mansfield, and he broke the record for being buried alive.
Being buried alive.
I mean, and he was literally in a casket. Like, in, not David Blaine, out in the lovely sunshine with loads of Jonathan Ross waving to you.
Yeah.
No, none of that. Paul McCartney calling you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He was buried alive in the dark with just a tube.
Yeah.
For communication. And
I think he's buried about 10 feet underground. There's a tube which people would communicate and send
and
stuff
down. And put water down and
I remember reading the story. I was interested in it. I remember reading it, and there was one element of the story.
You think it was a cheap holiday?
Well,
you know, you're not going to pay those prices. 400 quid, whole seasons, you're having a laugh. That's nothing. Mansfield car park.
And, there was an element. It said in the news report, it said that while he was down in the ground, he began and ended a relationship with a woman. While he was down there, some fan, who was a fan of what he was doing, he started communicating with her through the tube. I don't know the ins and outs of it, but they began a relationship and it ended. And I have to say, I remember thinking, you know, when you read that there's a man-
How did it end?
Well,
why
did
she go that this isn't working? Yeah, that's twice you've stood me up.
Yeah.
Well, I can't get out, can I?
But I remember thinking at the time, you know, I was not the sort of the ladies man that I am now. I remember at the time reading it and thinking, there's a bloke, you know, he's pulling women 10 feet underground through a tube.
Through a tube. I'm out and about.
Yeah.
With some of the most expensive hair products on the market.
I've got to sit down and ask myself some very serious questions.
Oh dear.
Extraordinary. I don't know if he did the, the world record attempt. I don't know if he broke it. I don't know how that happened, but, good luck to him.
What do you mean a hole though? Like, what? A proper thing, or is he moving about? How big is
it? No, it was just that, I think it was just buried alive in a casket. I don't know. Just down there. Probably down on his back, maybe. Just waiting for little bits of water.
But could he get out if he wanted to?
Well, yeah, he could say, can you get me out? He couldn't just leave and then come back. There was people-
So someone's there, then?
No, they buried him and said, well, we better go back in a couple of weeks, see how he's doing. What do you mean, someone's there? Of course there's someone there. Norris McWhirter, for one, I'd imagine, going, 3 days. Just a few more to go.
And what, why-
Is it Norris or- who's alive, Ross or Norris?
I think it's Norris.
Right, yeah.
You're looking up here.
What's that? It annoys me a bit, all this sort of, you know, getting in a hole and in a box and all that, and people going, oh, that's good. I mean, if he was doing something when he was down there, making something or whatever, you'd go, that's quite clever, but I don't understand all the fuss about- I don't know, people are just making a fuss about things that aren't that clever these days, it's just- Do you know what I mean?
I don't reckon he beat Anne Frank's record.
No, I think she's got the record.
I know, yeah, and she did something, she wrote a book. So, you must think that she's pretty good then.
Yeah, but at least she did something.
Yeah, I know, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I mean. There's some fuss, about a woman who's going up Everest on a bike.
Right.
Someone's walked it. That's harder than going on a bike.
No, it's not.
Of course it is.
Of course it's not.
Of course it is.
Not walking uphill. Better than,
riding about on a bike's better than walking everywhere.
Even not uphill.
Well.
No? Don't agree with me. Why do people get off their bike and walk it up a hill?
They don't always, I see people-
No, but why do they? When people are going up a hill on a bike, but they get off and push the bike-
Just saying.
No, why is that?
Doesn't matter.
Cause it's- do you think it's cause it's harder? They go, I'll tell you what, this would be a lot easier on the bike, but I'll tell you what, I'm on a bit of a challenge. I'll get off and walk up this hill. You dopey.
Go along then, clap for her and that. You know what I mean? When someone's doing a London Marathon in a car, you can go and clap them, because that's just the same as far as I'm concerned. It's not hard.
Play a record.
Imbecile.
So Alive, Ryan Adams on XFM, 104.9, Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant, Carl Pilkington, for the last time.
Well, you might do some other stuff later. Some
for a little while at least.
Well, we won't be around for, yeah, foreseeable future. Better things to do, bigger fish to
fry. Well, you've got your music show that you'll do, that should be good.
Yeah. If the other radio stations are more interesting.
Just, I think we've just got enough energy left for the last 35 minutes.
Yeah.
We've given them a lot, Steve.
We've given them a lot.
We've come in here, week in, week out, every Saturday. Never late.
We've always given them, you know, 30%. Really important. Oh, 30% of energy.
Yeah. Now, how did that start? People going, you've got to give 110%.
Yeah.
It just my heart sinks, and I go, oh. 100%. I say, you've got to give 110%. I go, I'll tell you what, I probably won't even give 100, because you never know, but I'll give as close to 100 as I can stand.
Yeah.
And that's all I'm saying, that's like a drill sergeant.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I'm gonna give nearly 100. And that's, you know, that's more than most, I think you'll find.
Maybe if you appear on Celebrity Fact Club.
Well, I don't think I need to, do I? Carl, do you think I need to go on that?
When you had your nipple out.
It was pointing downwards, was it?
A little bit.
Even though it was erect, it was pointing toward my knees.
Can I just, point out that we've had more requests for Carl to kiss your nipple than we have answers to Rockbusters?
Ain't gonna happen.
It's the last show, Carl. You've got to give the punters what they want.
In the webcam, and just a little peck, a little peck on the nip. A little
Carl,
peck.
Carl, that is just out of order. The show must go on. You've got to give people what they want.
I'm doing it.
Why? Why not?
What's wrong with
lips on nipple? What's up with lips on nipple?
You hear about stuff like this, and then like I might enjoy it, and the next thing it's like, Suzanne, can you leave? Because you know what I mean. I like fellas.
That's like an episode of Kilroy. Oh God. Oh,
and I'll tell you this.
Pilkington, are you thinking
I'm thinking exactly the same as you. I think I was reading the paper today. The show's been axed.
It's axed.
But they're keeping the show on at the same time. It's gonna have a different name, different host. Hello.
Pilkington.
Come on.
Hello, welcome to Pilkington. Oh, Carl, what would you do? If we give you a subject, will you just run through what you might say about it or what questions you asked?
What sort of stuff?
Okay, sort of stuff like, okay, Steve's, 15, I'm 15, and my dad wants to have a sex change. So I'll play the dad, right? I'm Jeff. I'm Jeff from Luton. I'm, a 54-year-old plumber. And, I've decided, and this is my son,
Paul.
Paul, you sure to be Paul?
Yeah, I thought it'd be Paul.
Okay.
Yeah.
So ask me some questions.
So what's going on?
Well, I'm not happy with this body. I've always felt that I was a woman trapped in a man's body.
Have you?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, and, I think I'd be happier, as a woman. And, you know, it's for him to accept it, really, because I'd have accepted anything that he wanted to do or, you know, and it doesn't change anything. No, I know, but I mean, it won't change anything. You know, I still love you and I'll still be your father.
I can't believe I agreed to come on national TV. I'm gonna get some taken out of me at school.
Really?
Man alive.
Well, you know, with that, you've got to go through lots of stuff, but I mean, don't think of me any different.
What does Mum think of all this?
Well, Mum doesn't, she doesn't want it really. But I mean, I'm not gonna throw away the knob and bollocks, I'm gonna keep that for her in case she ever wants to use that. But I just don't want them attached to me. I'm gonna have them off, I'm gonna have some lovely pair of tits put on, and a nice little minge down there. But I'm not bent. Mm-hmm. I still fancy my wife and that, and, you know.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming in today.
Yeah, brilliant!
That's your audition for Pilkington.
Well, what can I say? I'm not a doctor, right?
But what would you want? Come on, ask me any questions. But what?
Discussion. No, I'm upset with my dad because he wants to become a woman.
But say something like, well, dear, but you mean you've had a son and he's going through an awful lot. Should you think of him? Shouldn't you put his feelings?
Should you think of your son before you go doing that?
Yeah, but if I'm not happy with who I am, how can I live a lie? I'd go through my whole life living a lie just because he might go through a little bit of embarrassment. You know, he's old enough. To realise now that, you know, I love him and, I just need to have some tits and a minge on me.
Well, thanks for coming in.
Oh, Christ almighty!
Well, what
are you saying?
I'm not sure you're gonna. Answers. Oh, Rockbusters answers.
Rubbish.
I don't want the gig anyway.
But they were seriously considering him.
Thanks for coming in! Brilliant! Go on.
Did I tell you my dad's always been an asshole to go on that?
Why?
He's always been an asshole to go on.
Is he a woman trapped in a man's body?
No, they want to talk about you. They So is it disappointing? Go on.
Anyway, Rockbusters, right? Right, first clue was, Jamaican fella wrote a review for Phoenix Nights.
Yeah.
Right, that was the cryptic clue. The initials were DC.
Yeah.
What is it?
Come on, no, you tell me.
It's Divine Comedy. Alright?
Divine Comedy.
It's a Divine Comedy. Alright?
What is that?
That's
just
do the accent again. Do the accent again.
Oh, it's just Divine Comedy.
Do it again.
You've got the answer. It doesn't matter. Let's move on. Right. Second one. We should all vote for Paul Daniels, David Blaine, Copperfield, Great Sofrendo, Tommy Cooper, and Darren Brown. Why is that? ES were the initials.
Go on.
Elec Trick Six. Right.
What?
Elec Trick Six. It works. So don't say it like that.
I don't know what it means.
Right. Well, there's six people there who do tricks and that. Right, I'm saying we should vote for them, so you elect them.
Yeah, but he said elect.
Elect Trick Six.
No, elect though, elect's not a word, is it?
And the last one,
I don't think elect's a word, elect.
Steve.
You don't mean Alec, do you? It's not Steve. Alec Park. You're not trying to do Alec Park, the one.
Third one. Steve, what did your dad do?
I don't know.
That was E. Could work for anyone, it didn't have to be Steve, right? That was, Erasure. Right, Erasure.
Erasure. No, it doesn't work either. It doesn't work either. No, it doesn't work. Doesn't work.
Who's the winner?
None of them work. None of them work. Another pile of crap.
for the
mind of little stupid.
Go on,
I'll give the prices
dopey little
I'm going to give the prizes to Martin Williams from Flintshire. I don't know where Flintshire is. He says that he's promised to listen to The Lord of the Rings. And by listen, he means sell them on eBay.
Yeah.
So, thanks for coming in.
Stupid, the end of Rockbusters from the stupid little shitty brain, I'm going to say it, of Pilkington. Possibly my favourite song of all time, After the Gold Rush by Neil Young, and that's for, Carl's lookalike, Boyd, who's, actually on Jess and Lee Collins' show after us, about five.
He's not really a lookalike.
He is, yeah.
He's got a bald head. Look like Gandhi.
well, he's in a toga, he does. A little bit.
I don't think Gandhi wore a toga.
No. So what are you,
What did he do?
Oh, dear. Well, he just sat around, to be honest, Carl.
Didn't want to get involved.
Didn't do much.
Just said, let's not, don't have a go, just be careful.
Yeah.
Don't go mental, don't start fighting, let's all calm down a little bit. He's the one in the pub that goes, okay, stop this, stop mucking around.
We were educating Ricky earlier, Carl. I wonder if we should resume that, as the clock is ticking away.
All right, you've got two bits of info that you could be, leaving the building with today, right? You've got, where there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah, I have that one.
They've brought out this drug or, sort of tablet or something.
Yeah, you've got to do it then, yeah, go on.
Carefully researched.
Yeah, brilliant.
Which means, like, an 8-year-old woman can have a kid, what do you think of that?
That doesn't.
What are you talking about?
You can inject a woman with something, 80-year-old, and it means, you know, she's got more time on her hands now and that. It's better to have a kid. She can have a kid later on in life.
I just realised, where there's a will.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good.
Right, well, let's just move on from that, because he's clearly drivel.
No, it's not.
I think it's a bad idea. Of course it's a bad idea.
Right then.
I'll even give you that it's true and possible and might
no,
even-
it is true and possible.
Okay,
it's,
been, well,
you know, it's not even recent, it's like a few weeks old.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, it's terrible, no, you shouldn't do it, yeah.
Alright, what's the final educating Ricky? So far, I'm not impressed.
Get her a cat. Yeah, get her a little Pekingese. Don't let her have a child.
Yeah, but it's meant to get you thinking, like you're saying, well, she shouldn't have a kid.
Well, the time is five, she'll try and pick her up and her arms will break.
Whose arms?
Moving on, what's the next one?
Would she get a breastfeed?
Yeah. And she'd be able to do it standing up while he was on the floor.
Talking to nipples.
Hey, come on!
There's a lovely juicy pair over there.
Okay, I think this is the last show. People should actually phone in and speak to Carl and try and convince him.
That.
Yeah, what's the number, Steve?
We haven't got time.
Yeah, he hates answering. We'll do it during the record.
Leave it.
If you want to speak to Carl, if you have the number, call him, try and convince Carl of his little nipple.
Don't want to.
Yeah.
Right, what are we doing? Are we,
what's the last educating Ricky? Come on.
Hook, line, and good thinkers.
Brilliant. Okay,
yeah, sounds good. Go on, what is it?
They've found a lot of fish with two heads. What do you think of that?
Well, don't know. What do you mean they've found a lot of fish with two heads? Who else?
They've been messing about, basically, these scientists and stuff, and they've said, look at this we can do.
Mm.
And they're making loads of fish with two heads. Actually, they can do it now, and they're saying, that's good, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
Alright, play record then.
Yeah, but what do you think?
I think if they can do that to fish, they should try and do it to you, and then at least you'll have two brains to work with.
Yeah.
And we might-
arguing. I'd love you arguing with yourself. And you end up just- you're walking on the street, but you're just head-butting each other. Just cracking heads
the squeezing fun you'd have, really.
I wouldn't know what to do. I'd bang them together. It'd be like one of those kanakas you strap at a playground on the string. I'd just whack them together. I hit you over the window, didn't I, to see what the noise meant today, didn't I?
Yeah. What? Just if I had two heads, right, would I be able to sort of do shifts? Do you know what I mean? Say if this is a start of something, they're trying it out with fish and that with two heads.
You'd be two different people. You can't think like you're one. It doesn't make sense. If you had two heads, you'd have two brains, you'd have, you know.
Well, that's alright, but say if we did the same job, well, we'd be doing the same job.
Yeah, you could.
So you could say, right, you work through the night.
You'd take it in turns to do your job badly and moan about it, yes, it'd be fine.
He's giving it some serious thought.
I know, yeah. And so's his other head.
Yeah.
But also, they're saying there's, like, a fish shortage, and I was wondering whether they're doing, like, they're trying to make that better. Do you know what I mean? So
yeah, well, as the head is a bit you throw away, it'd be perfect.
No, but when they do a head count like they do, that's what they do. They do like
they count fish. They get fish. But okay, just end the line. 1, 2. I think you'll find we're 1, sir. Don't answer back.
Rick, I should just point out that I feel-
Don't answer back!
Come on, I think Carl, has offered nothing now. I think those educating Rickies were appalling.
Who
and the only
fish?
Thing, the only thing that would redeem the show is if you kissed the nipple.
Because the nipple phone, if you want to speak to Carl. If you don't remember, call in and try and persuade Carl while this record is up. Well, that's the phone. Phones are still going mad. Answer one. Just put someone out. Kings of Leon, California, waiting. He was rude. He's so rude to people. They phone up and they say, "Oh, kiss his nipple." And he goes, "Yeah, right." And he hangs up on them.
What
answer
am I
the phone.
To say to
put someone there. Answer the phone and be nice to whoever it is. Be nice to them at least.
Putting people on the air.
Hello,
Carl.
Yeah, speak to Carl.
What? Why don't you speak about that human monkey that was on the other day?
Old news, man. How long have you been listening?
Can we forget the monkeys? What do you think of his nipples?
All right, then, just kiss his nipple then for.
I'm not kissing his nipple.
I'd do it with 500 quid easy.
Would you?
Yeah.
But why? Why do you want me to do it anyway? What are you getting out of that?
Oh, come on, mate. 500 quid. It's worth it.
Yeah, but...
he's got the money. You'll probably get more out of him if you want.
It's not about the money, really.
Phone, think of Suzanne. Suzanne, you'd come on 500 quid and go, there you go. Just kissed his nipple. 250 quid each.
She gives me more. No, I'm not. It's not happening. Right, it's not happening.
Did you just like, did you just cut him off then?
Well, there's another fella there.
Who's that? Who's that?
My name's Linda.
Right. All right, Linda. You all right?
What would make your day, Linda?
If Carl actually gave it a lick, not just a kiss.
Forget it.
You're on XFM 104.9, Pictures of You, and it's Ricky Gervais, Steve Murch, and Carl Pilkington hosting the final show. Exciting.
Which means the last film quiz. Carl puts himself in a film.
Claire's on next week, by the way, and then
Adam and Sturgis, Joe. Then Adam and Joe, brilliant.
Adam and Joe coming back. So that's
excellent.
Great.
They're excellent.
Right.
Matt Lucas said he'd do a show. Give him a call, and maybe him and Dave Williams.
Yeah. Might
do that.
Might do that.
Yeah. Very good, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd be all right. Yeah. Right. The film thing. This is when we get like a film, and I'm in it. Right. So I'm doing, we talked, you know, a bit about gay fellas and that today.
Yeah.
So we're doing, When Harry Met Barry.
Okay.
Alright.
Yeah.
And listen to this, and then there'll be a question at the end and you can win some more stuff. We've got DVDs
and that. Some more shite.
Some more good CDs and DVDs and
yeah.
That.
Alright, let's hear it.
So, When Harry Met Barry. Alright.
Mm. About 18 hours to come before we hit New York.
Brought a few books just to kill a bit of time on the journey.
When I buy a new book, I always read the last page first. That way, in case I die before I finish, I know how it ends.
I read a book like that once. Not on purpose, though. It's just that all the chapters have been put in the wrong order, so it's a bit annoying. Got to chapter 1 before I realised.
Are you finished now?
Yeah, I bought another copy of it and read it in Lanzarote. It was alright. Good read. Listen, we're only staying in New York for a couple of days, aren't we? Because the place does me head in a bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it just stinks, doesn't it? It's a really dirty city. It's noisy. It's funny, the people who live there call it the city that never sleeps. I'm not surprised with all the noise.
I couldn't agree more.
Listen, I know you're gay in that, right? What is the attraction with New York for you lot? What? Because it is like the gay capital, isn't it? They all love it. Even that Rod Stewart song, you know, that Killing of Georgie, that was set in New York, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, well, that song was about a gay fella, wasn't it, who moved to New York and ended up getting beaten up. Not a great advert for the place. You keep going there. Actually, I know why you like it. It's because it's because it's a city that never sleeps, isn't it? You look like going out late, you sort of run your life at a different timetable to everyone else.
Are you finished now?
No, I'm not being funny, I'm just saying. I just don't think you should live your life like that.
Why not?
Don't start getting angry, I'm
Oh,
just...
I think I'm entitled to throw a little anger your way. Especially when I'm being told how to live my life.
Yeah, you're right, it is your life. And that's what I'm saying, don't be dragging me into it.
What?
Well, you know I'm not gay, so why did you buy me a butt plug for my birthday? I'm not gonna use it.
What do you want me to do about it?
I take it back, okay? I take it back.
Want to spend the night in a motel?
No.
Why not?
Because you're gay and I'm straight, that's why.
Why aren't you seeing anyone?
Well, I'm seeing Suzanne again. We only split up for a few weeks when she had that funny haircut that made her look like David like a slave. It's grown again now.
She looked weird, didn't she?
Well, but forget that. Anyway, don't want to share a bed with you again, not after last time.
Oh, jeez, what are we supposed to do? Well,
this isn't normal, mate. Pull over.
All right,
forget
all right.
It.
Don't you...
I don't want to talk about
I
it.
Was
pull over. Just pull over here.
Fine, but listen.
There's nothing, yeah? I'll get a B&B. And by that, I mean bed and breakfast. Bone bollocks, as you call it,
right? Get one thing straight.
Not interested. See ya.
Oh dear!
Excellent.
Oh, little Carl Pilkington.
When Harry Met Barry, it's a classic film.
What's the what?
What song was I talking about? That you know.
Yeah, we know. What song? Okay.
Artist will do. Or the song title. Whatever.
Yeah, okay.
Email only ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk. We can squeeze in a tune, and then I hope.
Oh,
monkey
news.
Monkey news.
Oh, what tune have we got? How long is it?
3 minutes. It's a nice one, though.
Brilliant, brilliant.
Bit of Amy, man.
Fantastic.
All right.
Red Lines, Amy Mann. We'll be playing now some of our favourite tunes, and after Monkey News, Justin E. Collins, we're going to leave you with one of our mutual favourite tracks of all time.
We won't say what it is yet.
We won't say what it is yet. It's a little surprise. Then Justin E. Collins is in with little Boyd Hilton, Carl's twin brother.
The answer to Carl's quiz question. Carl, what was the question?
It was, what was the song that I was talking about in that,
Harry Met Barry.
Yeah.
With Billy Crystal, The King of Georgie.
Yeah, Rod Stewart,
Rod Stewart,
song.
And Stephen Farron from Essex wins another,
DVDs and stuff.
Alright. Alright, well, this is the final one. Play the jingle.
Oh, chimpanzee, that monkey news, yeah.
Right, well, this monkey news story, right, it's about, this fella. Couple of fellas in Texas.
Yeah.
Sort of running a farm.
Yeah.
Right.
They're definitely fellas. Well, how tall are they?
Yeah,
can we just let
okay, they are human beings. These two are human beings.
Times against us.
They're running this farm and that. And, yeah. Anyway, so they're outside getting the cattle. And he turns round, right?
He says, that cow's...
Couple of monkeys walking about. So he knows what's going on, right? Mm. So anyway, so... It's in Texas. They don't know what to do with the monkeys. There isn't a zoo. It's fairly barren there, isn't it? You know what I mean? Not much going about.
Yeah.
So the other fella who runs the farm with him said, look, we need a bit of an hand. Right? So, said, let's teach them some stuff. And the monkeys were happy with that because they were lost anyway, right? So they had
a little to do. They were bumming around. They were looking for work.
They'd hired a motorhome. They'd
yeah.
Got out of their way.
Maybe it's like the Hulk. They're like Bruce Banner wandering around going, oh, I need some work. You won't get angry, will you?
So no. Anyway, right? So they taught them, they taught these monkeys how to ride a horse. Right, so they've both got a-
Sorry, you're sure Charlton Heston's not gonna pop up? You're sure you weren't watching a video last night and thought it was a documentary?
They've both got a horse each, right? They've been given, like, a little lasso and all that
business.
Oh, yeah. Don't talk right. Shit, Carl.
So, anyway, it's going well, and it carried on for about 2 years, this, right? It's, like, you know, rounding up the cattle over
there
and all that.
Yeah.
So, the two fellas are chatting going, it's worked out well, hasn't it?
Right, if there's a hostile takeover, and they sort of like buy up 51% of the shares
so
or something.
For this to continue, the monkeys are getting old a bit now, we need a little woman monkey in here to sort of get some kids going. For like the future farm people.
Forward
right?
Planning, yeah.
So they get a little woman monkey.
They decided to only hire monkeys from Ireland.
Why not? It's working. Why mess with someone when it's not broke, right? So they get the little woman monkey in, they have kids and all that business, right?
Mm.
But the problem was, right, when they first got the woman monkey in, it was like, well, which one's gonna have the woman?
Right. Right?
So, they started sort of fighting a bit and what have you.
Yeah.
But because they'd seen the owners of the farm
with,
like, guns and
stuff.
Don't
tell me the baby monkeys didn't want to go into the family business, one went off to be a lawyer.
They had a bit of a shoot-off.
Shut up!
They got two monkeys, right?
And don't tell me!
Because they'd seen the owners with guns and what have you.
No!
Yeah, that sounds
so they had a bit of a shoot-off.
Yeah.
That's how they sorted it out.
And who won?
I think it was George. The one called George.
Right.
So I think they had 17 kids. The farm's still running. So that's like the last little monkey news. Good little
Rick,
happy ending
count
to that one.
If you were to rub your nipple against his lips while I held him down.
Right, come off it now. Come on. No, I'm not doing
Bruce Springsteen, Thunder Road, last track on Next FM's Ricky and Steve. You can check this all out on the webcam.
Oh, no.
I've got my fingers.
Get his arm out of the way. Get the arm out of the way.
This happened on
this
Scum.
This
Mary's dress waiting.